You're listening to The Record on KUOW, and I'm David Hyde in the U District. Seattle Stadium backer and investor Chris Hansen was in town recently, and what he said thrilled hockey fans. In an interview with King 5, Hansen speculated about the possibility of an NHL team coming to Seattle. King 5 also reported that an NHL investment group was in town to meet with Hansen. So what's really going on with the NHL and Seattle? For answers, we turn to Stephen Wino. He covers the NHL for the Canadian Press and had a recent article that appeared in the Globe and Mail. Stephen Wino, thanks for joining us.
Anytime. How are you?
So first of all, who are these investment groups? Who might be interested in actually investing in an NHL team for Seattle?
The man I spoke to is Don Levin. He's the owner of the AHL Chicago Wolves. He tried to buy the Montreal Canadiens a few years ago. When the Toronto Maple Leafs sold, it was a little bit too rich for his price range. But he's been linked several times now with a potential expansion franchise or a potential relocation effort in Seattle. He's a Chicago businessman. He founded DRL Enterprises back in 1969. He's been running the minor league Chicago Wolves for the past 20 years. He's the guy who's been most closely linked. But I know there are other groups who are at least interested in getting Seattle a hockey team, as long as that arena is part of the equation.
Well, why would the NHL or NHL owners support expansion to Seattle if that's a possibility, meaning
new teams? I think Seattle's the number one candidate right now, along with Quebec City. Those are the top two. Put them in whatever order you want, because the NHL is looking for a handful of things. They're looking for a good owner, first of all, an ownership group or person who has a strong belief in a market and can grow the NHL in that market. And also, you want to look for a place that's going to have long-term success. You look at what Seattle's done, even recently, but long-term with the Seahawks, and more recently with the Sounders, and you know it's a good sports town. The economy doing as well as it has in Seattle is a strong selling point as well. And if a new arena is built, that also plays into the idea of a long-term place for the NHL in Seattle, where in long time ago, Seattle didn't work long-term for the NHL and didn't work in some other American cities. The idea is wanting to find a place that the NHL can call home for a long time.
And we don't have a new stadium yet. Investor Chris Hansen actually mentioned Key Arena as a place where a new team might play for a couple of years, but the seating there would only be about 11,000. So how would that factor in?
I think it would factor in very negatively, actually. I think that Key Arena is not even a very good short-term option for an NHL team. I believe they would want to play maybe in Spokane. The Spokane Chiefs Arena might be a better option, at least on a very short-term basis, even if that winds up being a practice rink. I think if an arena can get built in Seattle sooner rather than later, say for the 2016-17 season, that may be on pace with the NHL's timeline on this, because if they're not going to be expansion for 2014-15 for sure, and as early as you could have a team is 2015-16. I don't think Key Arena is a very good option for the NHL, because at 11,000, it would be 3,000 less than any other NHL rink.
How important is stadium attendance to the NHL compared to other sports, where it seems like TV and TV advertising is becoming more and more a factor?
I think the attendance is a much bigger deal for the NHL, because specifically in the United States, it's seen as such a niche sport in the U.S. that so much of what the NHL makes team to team is gate revenue. Is here's how many people we're bringing into a building, here's how many hot dogs and beers and popcorn we can sell in a given time, where it's just one of the reasons why the Phoenix Coyotes struggled for so long is you can't have 6,000 people in an arena and hope to survive. Most of the markets around the NHL have TV deals. The NHL just signed a 12-year U.S. $4.9 billion TV deal in Canada with Rogers Telecommunications, and has a long-term deal with NBC and NBC Sports Network in the United States. So from a national standpoint, the NHL has everything kind of under control. On a local basis, you do count on teams to get TV deals done, but what you want is you want butts in the seats.
So it sounds like what you're saying is, without a clear indication that there's going to be a stadium for sure, they're not going to consider expanding to Seattle. But if that happens, they will.
I would tend to say that's right. Yes, I think a stadium is absolutely necessary for any NHL expansion bid, specifically to Seattle, where all the other ingredients are there.
All right, Steve Wino, thanks.
Thanks for having me.
He covers the NHL for the Canadian Press. You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde in our U District studios with Ross Reynolds and Marcy Silman, broadcasting live from Georgetown.